Blog Talk Radio.
God was at work in the 20th century. There'll be one name that's bound to feature prominently. Derek Prince. A humble man and a world-class Bible scholar, his steadfast commitment to God and obedience to the Holy Spirit turned him into one of the most loved and respected Bible teachers of his time. For over six decades, Derek Prince's life-changing Bible teaching became a source of inspiration to millions of Christians around the world. Derek Prince was born into a British military family in Bangalore, India, in 1915. At the age of 14, he won a scholarship to Eton, and, later on, a place at Cambridge. Having excelled in his studies, Derek was elected to a prestigious fellowship in ancient and modern philosophy at King's College, Cambridge, the youngest person ever to be elected to that position. Derek's academic career was interrupted abruptly by World War II. In 1940, on the basis of his philosophical convictions, he chose to join the Royal Army Medical Corps as a non-combatant. Despite declaring at the time that religion doesn't do much for me, Derek took a Bible with him to read on his postings, considering it to be a philosophical work. At first, the Bible made little sense to him. But as he continued to read his Bible in an army barrack in Yorkshire in July 1941, God opened Derek's eyes. On that day, God taught him two crucial lessons that remained with him for the rest of his life. Recalling that supernatural experience, he says,
I heard the voice of Jesus speaking very, very clearly through the scriptures, the Bible. And from the day that I heard his voice till this day, there are two things I've never doubted. I've never doubted that Jesus is alive, and I've never doubted that the Bible is the Word of God.
Almost immediately after his powerful conversion, Derek Prince was shipped off to North Africa, where he spent 3 years serving as an army medic and being discipled in God's Word in the deserts of Egypt, Libya, and the Sudan. At the end of the war, Derek was discharged in Jerusalem, where he met and married a Danish missionary, Lydia Christensen. In doing so, he became a father of eight girls, whom Lydia had adopted. Derek and Lydia lived in Jerusalem until after the founding of the State of Israel in 1948. It was there he felt the calling to both serve and pray for God's people, the children of Israel. It was a calling he passed on to countless others. In late 1948, as the newborn state of Israel struggled for survival, the princes reluctantly left Jerusalem and moved to England, where Derek became a pastor of a small Pentecostal church in central London. As he ministered in London and later on in Kenya and in the United States, Derek sensed that all was not how it should be and could be in the lives of Christian believers. He saw how many Christians often struggle to rise above the challenges of everyday life. That's why he constantly encouraged those he ministered to, that they should get closer to God through Bible reading and prayer. In the early 1960s, while pastoring a church in Seattle, Washington, Derek was thrust into ministering God's deliverance after being confronted by a demonic manifestation right in front of his pulpit. As time went on, more and more people wanted to hear Derek Prince open up the scriptures to them and help them know more of the power of God. The ever-growing demand for Derek Prince's insights on audio and video cassettes as well as books led to the opening of the Derek Prince Publications Office in Fort Lauderdale, Florida in 1971. In 1975, Lydia died after nearly 30 years of fruitful marriage and ministry with Derek. The loss was devastating for Derek, but he began to work and travel more than ever. A couple of years later, while in Jerusalem, Derek prayed for a woman named Ruth Baker, who had seriously injured her back. Over time, the Lord revealed to Derek that he was to marry Ruth, whom he hardly knew. Following much prayer and testing, Derek and Ruth were married in 1978, and the Lord launched them into a new phase of ministry together. This new phase was...
Okay, we want to welcome you to Live Deliverance Internet Radio of Ministries.com. And I want to thank all of our listening audience who are here supporting us. God bless you. It's a blessing to be here. We're going into a new year. And I wanted to bring some things to your attention worldwide, that there's a pandemic going on. There's a lot of evil. There's a lot of violence on the earth. Everything is just set up perfectly based on the biblical teachings of our Lord and Savior Jesus of Nazareth concerning his coming. And I would like for us to reflect and look at what we as Christians need to do for the new year. First, we need to pray for America. America is having some serious problems spiritually. There's a deadness in the church, and it's been in the church for many years, of another gospel that's watered down, a gospel of prosperity, a gospel of God is good, he's merciful. Yes, he is, but he's also a God of war. No one says that, and he's warring against the evil forces of evil. And America is caught up in it, and you as Christians have the opportunity to change things through fasting and through prayer. With any of you, wherever you're at worldwide, it's an economic problem worldwide. And it is the devil really working in these last days. Now, I want to talk about some things. We're not doing any teaching tonight. I'm going by the Spirit of God, some things that's in my heart as the Lord move upon me, to share you the importance of intercession for America. Because if you are an American and if you're living in this country, you really need to hear me. There are some serious evil forces going on in the United States. The homosexuality spirit is just all over. It's everywhere. You even have pastors, very well-known pastors, getting on TV saying that they can coerce very well. I see no problem with the church coercing very well with homosexuality. You have Christians, born-again Christians, who really believe that Donald Trump is a Christian. And the lie that this particular president has floated out, causing a rift and division in the United States. And if it doesn't get taken care of and shut it out, and by binding it, by praying and seeking God's advice against this demonic force, it's going to ruin America. The divisions in America, a Bible says a house that's divided, it cannot stand. You have too many Christians are putting their trust in the Republican Party, the Democratic Party, and the Independent Party, and all these particular parties. I had to remove myself from Shannon Davis, a so-called deliverance minister who never ever spoke in tongues in his life, don't even speak in tongues, don't even have the Holy Ghost, and loves Donald J. Trump as if he's Jesus Christ. I have Christians such as James Jones this year was calling me, a white Christian from Georgia, telling me that Stonewall Jackson was a good man. Now, if that's Christianity, I don't want no part of that type of Christianity. Stonewall Jackson was a slave owner, and he wasn't a good man. Then he comes around and tell me he does not see that Donald J. Trump is racist. See, this is going on in American Christians' minds, their fleshly minds. And this hate toward black people, this redistricting up the vote because the demographics of the nation of the United States, it is changing. God is allowing it to change. So these forces of the white Caucasian population, not all of them, there's some real good white people in the Lord. Brother Paul is a good white brother in the Lord. He teaches on his radio station. He helps me out, bailed me out to keep me on air. So I'm not speaking against hating toward anybody. It is a demonic spirit. And if we don't deal with this demonic spirit and go up against this thing with the forces of darkness and bind this principality, America's going to fall. And we're trusted in everything with this prosperity message. It's destroying Christians. It has taken Christianity and has prostituted the Christian values that God said. God has nothing to do with any materialistic things on this earth. His kingdom is not earthly. And when you're constantly threatening people that God's going to bless you this and bless you that, yeah, but there's a trial day. There's a time for tribulation. So when we reflect on this, let's carry these things that I'm sharing to you into a new year for progressive change and intercessory prayer for America. In Jamaica, there's problems. There's problems everywhere all over the world. And to deal with these problems is interceding in prayer and understanding who is your enemy. Most Christians don't want to deal with demons. They don't want to talk about it. They don't want to understand it. We wrestle not against flesh and blood. The Bible says that. And if we're not wrestling against flesh and blood, then how do we fight against flesh and blood? We have to let our fingers walk through the Bible and study his word based on Psalms 144, verse 1. Now, the Lord is moving in my spirit. And I said I was going to let the Holy Spirit. I don't believe in writing a sermon. Luke 12:11 said, don't worry about what you're going to say or how you're going to say it, for the Holy Spirit will teach you at that hour what ye need to say. So we're going into a new year. This is one thing that's in my spirit now, right now as I'm speaking. Now, listen to this, please. Study the Word of God. The more you study and the more you're close to that Word, God's going to open that book up to you. I don't care who you are. I did it. I did it for 3.5 years. I studied from 9 o'clock in the morning until 2 in the morning. I fasted Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday for 3 years. And God birthed me into the ministry of deliverance. Now, as Christians, you need to put this down for a New Year's resolution. You're not going to believe anything anybody tells you, regardless if they're your pastor. I don't care who they are. If it is not biblical, don't believe it. Look for the scriptures and study the scriptures. You know, most people who call me are people who don't know the Bible. People who know the Bible, they don't have to call me. But people who don't know the Bible, they can't hear the Lord. They don't develop their spirit. They develop their intellect. They use their intellectualism to understand the Spirit of God. It's not going to work. They use their natural eyes. That's not the spiritual eyes. You can't go beyond that. You have to break that veil. And a lot of people don't know how. And if you're in the wrong type of church in 2022, the church was in the house, in people's house. That's where the church started at. So you don't necessarily have to go to a church. I don't tell people to go to no church because I ain't seen anyone good, not in America. Now, I know a church that I support that they walk in the minister delivers, Pastor Earl White. It's in Mapin, Jamaica. You can definitely go there. But the church started in houses, just as like when I'm teaching to you. I'm coming to you now about we're going into a new year. So when we go into a new year, remember that. Study the scriptures, please. The knowledge of God, 1 Peter 1:25, 2 Timothy 3:16, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for corrections, for instructions in righteousness. So if you don't have instructions by God, you don't know how to be a Christian. And you will see the demons are in the Bible. People don't want to run away from it. They don't deal with this ministry. They try to avoid it. And it's not applicable. In Ephesians 3:4, it says, whereby when ye read, make 2022 a year for reading the Bible. In Isaiah 34:16, it says, seek ye out of the book of the Lord and read. 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 We all going through problems. I've been under attack since September. I've been off internet radio. Half of our funds has been depleted. Don't nobody want to give anything to a ministry. They want to suck up and not give one dime. But God still has have us on air. Study. You got a lot going on. You need to really focus on your life with God because you can be here today and gone tomorrow. So when we go into 2022, let us go into that with a desire to want to know the Bible. The scripture says in John 5:39, search the scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life, and they are that which testify me. As a big one, he says, you err because you do not know the truth, in Matthew chapter 22, verse 29. Study also Jeremiah 44:29, 2 Timothy 2:15, Acts 18:26, 1 Peter 2:15, Hebrews 5, 12 through 14, and Isaiah chapter 28, verse 9. Also Jeremiah 6:10, 2 Thessalonians also 1:8, and Galatians chapter 2:5 in the areas of studying. Also Acts chapter 15, verse 21, 2 Corinthians chapter 4:3, Romans chapter 15, verse 4, 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 22, and in Revelations 1:3. Now watch this. This gets you, when you say something about blessed, people jump on that. But you can be blessed in spiritual things too. Now, I want everybody to put me on your prayer list. Everybody, put me on your prayer list. Because we are under tremendous attack. We only receive $300 in a month. That's not, that's, we was receiving over $1,000 $500 a month, and that pays our radio bills, and the devil has really hit and hammered this radio ministry. But we still here, because we ain't going nowhere. I'm not going nowhere. Learn from 2022 to deal with tribulations, to deal with trials, and stop pouting to God. Stop murmuring to God. Hang on, I'm having some interference. Wait 1 minute. Get yourself for 2022 in a position to pray more. Stop believing everything that you see. Everything is a lie. And if you're so-called Christians, especially Americans, you American Christians, you cannot put people in office that hate other people. You can't put people in office that call people shitholes and son of a bitches. We can't bring that man back. And they're going to bring him back if African-Americans don't get out and vote. That's going to happen. He'll be back in office, and it's going to be horrible. America is at a tug-of-war with politics. It's at a tipping point of racial keg peg. I, not the Lord, I personally believe that if Donald Trump get back in office, it'll be a civil war. The devil wants that. You people don't want that over here. They don't want the majority, the controlling powers. God is removing them. It has nothing against. God moves people, races, times, and nations when he wants to. And what the Lord revealed to me, he told me they can change the laws, make it hard for these people to vote. He said, it ain't gonna, it's my people, I'm changing. I am picking who I want to lead. I am changing. God's doing this. They can't stop this. So what Christians do is they go to the Republican Party. They go to QAnon. That's crazy. And they believe in theories. Theories that's not even biblical. Conspiracy theories. Lying to American people. A lying spirit is very prevalent in the United States. A lying spirit. A prosperity spirit. People getting ripped off every day with these prosperity ministers. I took one off. It was in my radio station. I took him off. I don't put prosperity as ministry. We would never ever put a prosperity teacher up in here. I don't care who he is. He's not coming up in here teaching that garbage. Because the Bible says, seek not to become rich. Question, I'm not going to be on here this long. Because we're going into a new year. You really need to pray wherever you're at about your nation. I'm talking about America as an American citizen. So I can't talk about Jamaica. I got to talk about America. I can't talk about Israel. I support both of them, but I'm an American citizen. Wherever you are, never forget who you are. But I do not like to see the turn of this so-called Christianity. Evangelical Christianity in America is very, very pathetic. It's not God. It ain't none but the devil. And if people don't change and go and pray and study and really call out to God, it's going to get worse. pray more for a new year. Less complaining, less participating in functions that's not going to do anything against the devil. See, the devil running so wild, people don't even know he exists. They don't even know that he's doing this. They don't want to know that he's doing this. But he is. He's behind every form of evil. Remember that. In 2022, please sow a seed here at Live Deliverance Internet Radio. For those who are listening to me, sow a seed. Keep us on air. We are going through a tremendous persecution. But you know what? God's got me on. God still got me on. And he's going to keep me on because I'm going to keep his word going. Heaven and earth is past. His word ain't going nowhere. And as long as I'm alive, I will always teach the minister of deliverance. I will teach his word. I will not compromise his word. God bless you. Have a wonderful new year. Be careful. Pray for your nations wherever you're at. Study the Bible. Make that a number one priority, that you're going to study the word for yourself and not be deceived by preachers and so-called prophets, because there's a lot of them out here. It's pitiful. The body of Christ have a bikini on. God bless.